Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Sion, was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. They had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers towards children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he was seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So what are we to take from the Gospel this morning? Well, I suppose one thing we can take is hope. And Zechariah, we're told early on in the Gospel, the angel said to him, "Your prayers at long last are answered." So John, or Zechariah, never gave up the hope of someday having a child. And in this case, it was John the Baptist. So it just goes to show perseverance in prayer. And as he said to the angel, "I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in age." So it was indeed very, very much a miracle. And then after John was born, we don't hear any more really about Zechariah and Elizabeth. But also in the gospel this morning, the angel said to him, naturally, if an angel appears to you or you have a vision, it generates fear. And the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid." Well, a lot of us have thought, and indeed I have often thought, that the opposite to faith is a doubt, but it's not. The opposite to faith is anxiety and worry, and most of all, fear. And how often we have all kinds of fears. In fact, it's probably true to say that every day there's always some fear in the back of our minds, or some worry, or some anxiety. And that's the opposite to faith. Because if you really, and I highlight the word and emphasize the word really, if you really have a faith and a trust in the Lord, if you have the faith that God loves you and will take care of you and never let you down, well, that's the best possible antidote you can have to fear and anxiety and worry. And that's maybe a good lesson for this moment in time when there's a lot of fear around at the moment, and especially, you know, as we go through this pretty awful pandemic, a lot of people are living in fear. So what can we do? Well, the best antidote is just to be careful, take any precaution we can, for example, by always wearing a mask, and most of all, leaving it to the Lord and trusting in the Lord.
Amen.